The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
With me now in studio, Joan Freeman, well known to all of you, I'm sure, the founder of Pieta House and the author of a new book, Darkness into Light, A Nation's Response. And I have no doubt that lots of you listening are going to be taking part in walks up and down the country overnight or early tomorrow morning, maybe I should say, as part of Darkness into Light. If you haven't signed up yet or you don't know where it is happening around you, darknessintolight.ie, you can find out there. And hundreds of thousands of people are going to be taking part right around the world, not just here in Ireland. But it all started back in 2009. Is that right, Joan?
2009. And you know, when you roll back those years, it's not that long ago. But Ireland was a very different country. I mean, there were so many secrets. And one of those secrets was about suicide and mental health and depression. And what happened with Darkness into Light, and this is why there's two fundamental pieces on writing the book. One was to say what we were like in 2009 and how that one event has opened and changed the narrative around suicide in this country. But the second reason behind it was to explain that if it wasn't for the volunteers of this country, first of all, there'd be no Darkness into Light. Mm. But our country would be on its knees because of the charities and the volunteers who provide services that the government cannot provide.
Tell me a little bit about the context then. What was happening in the country in 2009? What prompted this first Darkness into Light?
It was total and utter serendipity because I happened to meet somebody on a plane down to Cork, one of those little Air Arran with the propellers and all those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I think of it now, I've been terrified. But I met this, there was only one other person on the plane, this young woman, who told me that she was on her 12th marathon. As it happened, I was doing the marathon too, but walking it very slowly. And I said to her, what was your favourite marathon? And she said, one in Washington, which it was a marathon, 27 miles, throughout the night in the pitch black. You had to pay $1,000 to join. And she said the symbolism was really excellent. And that's exactly what I grabbed onto. The symbolism of darkness. At the darkest hour just before dawn that we come into the light. And this is what Pieta House was providing. A journey from the darkness into light. So that's how that started. So I was only the link between this idea and my friend who was walking with me, trying to do the marathon with me. And I asked her, would she become chairperson? She did. I had a committee for her 2 weeks later. And six strangers, a mother, daughter, a husband and wife, and two best friends joined together, had no experience of anything, had their own day job during the day, and brought this not only incredible event, an annual event, but also turned it into a movement. A global movement.
And how many people were at that very first Darkness into Light? I mentioned there's going to be a couple of hundred thousand people overnight tonight, are going to be taking part.
So that first night there were about 400 people. And
you were overjoyed with it, I'm sure, at the time.
We couldn't believe it. Yeah. It was pitch black when they arrived. We couldn't believe it. And you know what? We didn't have t-shirts that first year. So we provided people with a certificate of completion. And we printed out 100. And for weeks afterwards, people were ringing up and saying, can I have my certificate of completion? Because it was so important to them. It was concrete evidence that they had done something for someone that they were mourning and grieving for.
Yeah. There was, I suppose as well, there was a kind of a pervasive sense in the country as well of strife and difficulty. You know, it was 2009, that first one. So, you know, the economy had careened off the cliff at this point. And even for people who didn't have their own mental health struggles per se, or they hadn't been touched in their lives by suicide, there was still there was that sense of struggle in the country, I think, that it tapped into, wasn't there?
For sure. And you know, what I love to tell, repeat the story about the diversity of people attending that very first walk. There was an older lady who was doing the walk by herself, clutching a pair of rosary beads. And next to her, there were two young fellas clutching a beer can. And but the beautiful thing about those two young fellas was that they were wearing t-shirts, and on the back of their t-shirts, it said, we're doing this for Damo. And so that immediately the country grabbed the idea and encouraged it and embraced it. And it was just the right time. It was the perfect storm, to be perfectly honest.
And 13 years on from that very first event, I mean, how do you reflect on the impact that it has had, and I suppose maybe in a broader context then as well, that Pieta House has had?
So if you read my book, Darkness Since Light, Nation's Response, published by Beehive Books.
Oh, don't worry, I've given it a plug. I'll do one at the end as well, don't worry.
But there's a chapter, a couple of paragraphs in one of the chapters where at one point, and it was 2012, 3 years later, I was hiding behind a tree, literally hiding behind a tree in the Phoenix Park. I was so overwhelmed and so terrified because every time I peeped out around by the tree, I could see headlights coming all the time. And I thought, we can't cope with this. And in fact, in latter years, Dublin City became like a glorified car park. And it was then that Bus Éireann started rolling out buses to bring people, you know, up to the park. But that was the impact. And I remember always as well being so overwhelmed because I'd have to speak at it, you know, before the start line. And I would inevitably cry. And I couldn't understand what in God's name was I crying. And I was absorbing the audience's grief, but also absorbing their incredible hope. And you should have seen people crossing over that finish line, delighted with themselves. And again, like the certificate of completion that first year, the T-shirt, the yellow T-shirt, became a symbol of hope. And for weeks again afterwards, people would be looking for their T-shirt. As I said, like evidence that they remembered and thought and honoured the person that had died by suicide.
And so many people do it now as well. I assume it's not just symbolic in terms of the time of day it's happening and that journey from darkness into light. So many people take part that it's as much now about community and comradeship and, you know, a companionship as well, isn't
Perfect
it?
Perfect strangers start talking to each other, you know. And I remember a friend of mine saying to me that the very first time she did it, she went with her friend. And her friend wasn't in a great place at the time. So by the time they completed the 5K walk, not only had they resolved each other's problems, but they had resolved the world's problems as well. And I think that is what it is about. It's Ireland united. You know, it's Ireland united in this one day where they can speak openly about suicide and about grief and about missing their loved one.
Yeah. And I've gone on them myself then through the years, and you have, and you hear those conversations, and other people just go along and they just go for a walk and they have a chat with their friends.
And they go for breakfast afterwards.
You don't even have to talk about those weighty issues for it to be therapeutic, I suppose, is the point,
absolutely,
isn't it?
It really is. And I remember seeing one year a lady who obviously had a serious foot injury, and she literally hobbled over she was the last person in the walk. And remember, there's thousands, 15,000 come to the Phoenix Park.
It was nearly dark again.
And she hobbled in obvious pain, but an obvious sense of achievement as well.
But fair play to her and fair play to everybody taking part. Darknessintolight.ie is the website for anybody who wants to find out where the nearest walk to them is happening. Like I say, 16 different countries across 5 continents, a couple of 100,000 people are going to be doing it. So there are worse things you could be doing tomorrow morning than getting up early and taking part. Joan's book, Darkness into Light, A Nation's Response. Joan Freeman, an absolute pleasure. And thanks a million for coming into us. If you've been affected by any mention of suicide in our conversation as well, you can contact Pieta House on 1-800-247-247. Back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.